up here for Motor City. 120 penalty yards for Motor City. They have 176 total yards as Motor City trying to argue their case that it hit the defender first, but Garcia was turned around already. And Motor City needs to regroup. They're late getting to the line here. Three receivers left. Woodland all alone, single coverage on the right side. And now we're going to have another flag as jumping off sides was Motor City. And they just gave Racine a free 5 yards. And it'll bring up a first and five for Racine just inside the 30-yard line of Motor City. As we're getting ready to tick inside of 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, Racine threatening. As I said earlier, though, both teams, once they've gotten kind of into that red zone, they've both had some trouble getting the ball in the end zone. Three receivers left, one to the right for Schick. Schick throws it out to Revolinski on the screen on the far side. Revolinski, a flag comes out. He gets close to a first down, but I think this is going to back Racine up. Ian Gaines with his palms to the sky standing at the 30-yard line right on top of the flag. And that will indeed back Racine up. So easy come, easy go for the Raiders with 4:36 to go here in the third quarter as this will push them back to their 40-yard line. As the official sets it down, more the 39-yard line. Garcia off to the left side. Again, the winner of this one, if Motor City wins, they will host the winner of the Indy Bison Detroit Ravens game. If Racine wins, they will be on the road to the winner of that game. Three receivers bunched on the right side of the formation. That's the narrow side of the field with the ball set up hash mark to the right. Garcia in single coverage on the left. One safety over the top for Motor City. Schick with time throwing. Hits Heron coming out of the backfield. Heron cuts it back inside. Heron nearing a first down. What a nice run after the catch by Heron. Down to the 26-yard line of Motor City. Picks up 13 and it'll be a second down and two for Racine. Ball now at the 26-yard line of Motor City. Payne out to the left side with Revolinski. You have Flores, a tight end, on that side. Garcia in single coverage on the near side of the field. One safety back deep, cheating to the near side of the field. Schick looking. He's going to throw it up down the sideline for Payne. Payne with the catch. Did he hold his feet along the sideline? They're going to say no. He stepped out of bounds at the four, but it's going to bring up a first and goal for Racine as Payne hauls in a nice catch. And the Raiders have now entered the Anton Painting and Decorating red zone as we have a timeout taken. Motor City using their second timeout. We will keep it here for this one and bring up our active body fitness trivia question for you again. We'll give you the answer in the fourth quarter. This will be the last time we give you the question. How many points has the Racine Raiders defense scored this season coming into tonight's game? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Make a little side bet with your table if you're at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. Let us know what you think that number is. Share it at your table, and winner buys a round, or if the score holds, has dinner next week. How about something like that? So Motor City has used their second timeout. It will be a first and goal for Racine with 2:52 left to go here in the third quarter as we are ready to get underway. Two receivers to the right, one off to the left. Heron gets behind Schick. Schick gives to Heron. Heron trying to break it out to the right side. He'll pick up a couple of yards before he is tripped up. Final contact for the Motor City Rams that brought him down was Derek Newsome. And it'll bring up a second and goal for Racine from about the 3-yard line here. Heron to the right of Schick. Heron with just one rushing touchdown on the season. Team MVP a year ago. Comes in averaging just over 5 yards a carry. Schick is going for Revolinski, and that ball is knocked away. And actually, that was going for Joe Garcia over there, and that ball was knocked away by Motor City. Believe that was James Howard that came up with the swat away pass. Third and goal for Motor City now, or for Racine now. 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Racine trying to get a double-digit lead. Heron to the right of Schick. He puts Payne in motion. Three receivers to the right. Schick rolling to the right. Schick, pressure in front, pressure behind. Fires for Flores. He makes the catch. Is he in? They say no. He was just short. It's going to be fourth and inches for Racine at the goal line. And what do they decide to do here? With a minute and a half to play in the third quarter, what a bullet by Schick, and what a job by the U.S. Army veteran to pull that ball out of the air. Ball at the 1-yard line here. Fourth and goal. And Racine is now going to let the clock wind down, and they are going to take their first timeout, and we will step away as well. 14-7, Racine leads. A huge fourth down coming up. Fourth and goal from the one for Racine when we come back here on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
After using the timeout to talk about and strategize, Racine's going to go for the two-possession lead. Peralta will, they'll put it down at the 7-ish yard line, 8-yard line. It'll be an 18-yard field goal attempt. Hash mark right for Peralta. Wind mostly dead. Snaps have been a little erratic here for Racine on extra point attempts. That one is perfect. Locke gets it down, and it is blocked. That one is blocked, and Racine comes away empty as Antoine Wilson got in there, got a paw up, and was able to block it. And Racine comes away with nothing and has to settle for a 14-7 lead with a minute two to play here in the third quarter. What a big play by their big 99, Antoine Wilson. He was able to get some penetration and was able to knock it away. It'll be Motor City Rams football. They will have it deep in their own territory, however, as they will have it at their own 8-yard line to start this drive. Two receivers each way for Motor City and Future Thomas. He has Mahone behind him. Check that to his right. Claps the hands and flips it, trying to get the edge and getting the edge and stepping out of bounds. Coming up with that was Kyshawn Johnson. Johnson will have enough for the first down as he gives him some breathing room to the 21-yard line. And it'll be a pickup of 13, and Motor City moves the chains. And some room to breathe on the jet sweep. Johnson, with five TDs receiving on the season. He was a problem two weeks ago for Racine. He had the first touchdown for Motor City. Was a problem last year in Racine as well. Motor City, potentially the last play of the third quarter, a handoff to Mahone, and Mahone tries to go right through the heart of that Raiders line, and that's big play. Willie Clay is able to wrap up his ankles and take him down, and it'll bring up a second down and 8. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter, I believe, as coaches are out there for Motor City. And maybe there's a little jawing going on. They're coming to grab their player. Maybe Mahone was shaken up. That will bring us to the end of the third quarter either way. 14-7, the Racine lead. We're going to come back in a minute here on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. It'll be second down and 8 for Motor City as we start the fourth quarter of play. That in 1 minute. Hey.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
During the silence of the quarter break, was able to hear some of the chatter on the Motor City Rams sideline, and it is not positive on their sideline. Let's just put it that way. We can't repeat what was said, but there is some animosity right now on that sideline. So see how they respond here with a second down and 8. They have it at their own 23-yard line. They're trailing Racine 14-7 in this PFA semifinal game. Three receivers to the left, one to the right for Thomas. He has a back to his right. Thomas looking to pass, has time, throwing middle of the field, and that is incomplete. Looking forward to DeFerrell Davis, and Cam Hall came in there and let DeFerrell Davis know that the middle was not open. So it'll bring up a third down and 8, and there is a lot of yelling on the sideline. I think it's Mahone that is yelling at a couple of linemen that are on the bench for Motor City. Plenty of time for Thomas. Middle of the field, and that is tipped up in the air, deflected by Racine and incomplete. And Cordero Williams kind of checking behind the back of his right knee as that brings up fourth down, and that is going to bring out the punting unit, I believe, for Motor City. Although, be careful, it looks like they have Future Thomas in as the punter here for Racine, or for Motor City. So if you're Racine, need to be careful on this one. Fourth down and 8 for Motor City. And I think Racine just realized who was in the backfield and they brought people up, but now they're going to back them back up. And that kick is high up in the air, not going anywhere, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That's where Racine will have it. So this week, the punting woes falling on the Motor City Rams as they went to Future Thomas, and Thomas just put that ball high up in the air and nowhere else. Heard some fans saying number 13 isn't going to do anything tonight. He's not going to be able to with punts like that. Did that punt even get to the line of scrimmage? Jack's checking. Okay. Well, that's a plus. Huh? That's fine. Racine comes out. Schick still in there. Back to his left. Three receivers to the right. First and 10. Set up well. Handoff goes to Heron. Heron trying to pick his way. Pick his way for 3 yards. It'll be a second down and 7 for Racine. As the clock winds, which might be the biggest asset for Racine. Three receivers left, one to the right for Schick. Heron off his right hip. Second and 7 for Racine. Hand off to Heron again. Heron does a good job avoiding traffic behind the line of scrimmage, but is only going to be able to muscle his way forward for about a yard, maybe 2. It'll bring up a third down and 6 for Racine. Jayshon Foster checking in the game for the first time. One of those players that had been out a couple of weeks. He was actually up here. He was doing the filming for the Raiders last or 2 weeks ago when we were here. You have Payne and Revolinski over to the right side and Foster to the left. Again, one safety up top for Motor City. Dylan Flores, the H-back on the right side of the formation. Heron off the right hip of Schick. 12 and a half minutes to play. Third down and 6 for Racine. Schick rolling to his right, firing to the sideline, and there's Payne making the catch inside the 25 at the 23-yard line. Picks up 10 and a first down for Racine. Racine now has set up at the 24-yard line of Motor City, nearing our Anton painting and decorating red zone for the second time here in the second half. Missed field goal, blocked field goal on their last trip into the red zone. They were down at the 1 yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Schick with Heron off his left hip. Motor City showing blitz, fakes the handoff, throwing for Payne. Payne makes a nice move, makes the catch down inside the 5, first and goal for Racine. On a great pass play to Jordan Payne. As we enter the Anton painting and decorating red zone. And a flag comes out late here. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Racine. Oh, first really big penalty against the Raiders. So it'll back them up. They'll be backed up to the 18-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there. Had done a pretty good job of playing a clean game here tonight. And since it was a dead ball, it'll be first and goal from there. So that's a huge one since it was a dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Woodland out wide to the right. Revolinski. And Flores, Dylan Flores in the slot on the right side. Will Norwood off to the left side. Schick with Heron to his right. Puts Woodland in motion. Hands it off to Heron. Heron with the cutback. Breaks a tackle. Heron still on his feet. Rumbling, stumbling, tumbling. They're going to say down to the 1 yard line. It'll be a second down and goal from the 1 for Racine is Rashawn Heron. Pounds it down to the 1 yard line on the cutback. And Racine is again set up with a second down and goal at the 2 of Motor City. The officials stopped the clock. Trainers and water came out, but then they sent them back. Now they're going to wind the clock in. Two officials still having a conversation at the 10 yard line. 10.5 minutes left to play in the game. PFA semifinal game. Racine trying to avenge a regular season, end of the regular season loss 2 weeks ago to these Motor City Rams. Ian Gaines split out wide to the left. Everybody else on the line bunched. Schick may be audibling. Long count, Schick takes, looking to pass, rolling to his right, under pressure, and he's just going to throw it away out of the back of the end zone. And the officials discussing whether that's intentional grounding or not, and they are going to drop a flag. I can hear offensive coordinator Jeff Schick. He's above us tonight, and he's saying he was not under pressure when he threw that ball out of there. Officials disagree, so it's a loss of down and pushes Racine back to the 11-yard line on the loss of 10. So it'll bring up a third down and goal for Racine now. Back at the 11-yard line of Motor City. As we are inside of 10 minutes to play in the game, Racine with a 14-7 lead, trying to add to it here. Their last drive, they missed less than an extra point field goal attempt. It was blocked. Three receivers to the right, Norwood to the left, one safety. Heron off the left hip of Schick. Schick fakes a handoff under immediate pressure. Schick rolling to his right. Schick buying time, throwing to the back of the end zone. It's caught by Revelinski. Did he get a foot down? He did. Touchdown, Raiders. Bubba Revelinski for the third time tonight from Sawyer Schick. And Racine extends their lead to 20-7. Oh, my goodness. Revelinski, the tight end of the year in the Players Football Association, just hauls in his fourth pass for 73 yards and three touchdowns. Sawyer Schick came into tonight having thrown just four touchdown passes this year. Peralta on for the extra point attempt. The kick is away, and it is good. And Racine has built a two-possession lead, 21-7, over the Motor City Rams, 9:22 to play in the game. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Wow. All I can say, folks, that Bubba Revelinski catch on the last one. He's made a couple nice ones here tonight. Three TD receptions for Revelinski. He's had a great season for Racine. The three touchdowns double his touchdown total for the year. He came in with three touchdown catches. He's going to leave tonight with three more as Peralta is on to kick off to Motor City. Peralta's kick is going to be taken in at the goal line and brought out. And breaking free, Peralta comes in to help trip him up. Cam Hall as well. As with that return is Navario Davis, who last week was Kevin Mahone wearing number four. But a nice return by Davis. Motor City will have it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line to start this drive. They are down by 14. Racine with the 21-7 lead. Here in the fourth quarter, trying to punch their ticket to the PFA championship game. Three receivers left, one to the right for Future Thomas. Raiders coming on the blitz, handoff right up the middle, and Mahone runs into big play Willie Clay, who gets some help from Hall. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's all Mahone can do. Want to see who's on the bottom of the pile there? Yeah, that was Hall and Clay. Second down and 10 for Motor City. As they hurry to the line now, knowing that the clock is working against them with just one timeout remaining. Three receivers left, one to the right. Thomas has time under pressure. Hall hits him as he throws it up in the air and broken up at the last moment by Channing Schultz. Stephon Chapman came in there, just missed it, and Schultz was able to rip it away from the receiver as he was going to the ground, and it'll bring up a third down and 10 for Motor City. Looks like that was ripped away from Curtis Allen. Down deep. So a third and 10 here for Motor City. Ball at their own 42-yard line. Trips off to the left side. One receiver to the right again here for Thomas. Might be in four down territory with only one timeout remaining and near the midway point of the fourth quarter. Thomas, some pressure, throwing it out, looking for Ashley, and Ashley makes a nice catch along the sidelines, down into Raiders territory at the Raiders 36-yard line, 22-yard pickup, and they reset the chains. First and 10, Motor City at the Racine 36-yard line as Corey Dalton gives them a little clap of good job, you got one. 7.5 to play here in the game. Racine with a 14-point lead in the PFA semifinals. Three receivers left, one to the right again for Thomas. Thomas checks everything out. He takes the snap. Thomas with time. Thomas throwing middle of the field. Davis makes the catch, still on his feet. Turner brings him down at the 5-yard line, and we have a flag that comes in late with 7:09 to play here in the game. And maybe see, Turner got him a little bit around the head. Are they saying that he got some face mask? They're going to wave that one off. No flag, but it's good enough for a first down for Motor City. They have a first and 10 now. They are down at the Racine 18-yard line very quickly here. On a couple of big pass plays by Future Thomas. Danowski and Burton, the safeties for Racine, trips to the left. They're going to empty the backfield, put Mahone in the slot on the right side. First time we've seen him run empty. Thomas, he's going to loft it up and nearly intercepted by Dalton. It'll bring up a second down and 10. Dalton didn't quite get his head around in time. Thomas had that. Not much wind in his face. But they had that connection with Ashley, his leading receiver, coming in with 8 TDs. If he would have just thrown it out there a little bit more, that's 6. They've dropped a touchdown in this game. And now that one by Thomas. Three receivers bunch left, two receivers the right. Thomas under pressure from Ivy. Hit as he throws it up. The ball is up, and is it caught? It is! The ball was tipped in the air. Mahone must have been laying on the ground and had it fall right to him. And Motor City puts up 6 with 6:13 to play. It was a mercy throw by Thomas, who was going to get hit and did get hit by Ivy right as he threw it. Threw it up, Danowski tipped it. It looked to be tipped around a couple of times in the back of the end zone. And somehow Mahone comes up with it. Postolovsky on for the extra point attempt. We're not done here yet, folks. 6:13 to play in the game. Semifinal game of the PFA. It has been entertaining. Kick is away, and it is through. And Motor City pulls to within one off the TD pass from Thomas that ends up in the hands of Mahone laying on the ground. And when we come back in 30 seconds, the Motor City Rams will be kicking off to the Raiders. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Fluke play has the Motor City Rams back in the game, trailing Racine 21-14 with 6:13 left to play in this semifinal game in the Players Football Association. Motor City ready to tee it up. And looks like they're going to have somebody else kicking off here for the Rams. Ardell Smith looks to be kicking it off for the Rams. See if Dalton can get a good return here for Racine and set the Raiders up well again. The offense starting to click here tonight for Racine. The squib kick is going to get back to Dalton. He cuts it across the field at the 20, and he's going to be ripped down there. So it'll be Racine football, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They lead by 7 with 6:07 to play in the game. Again, the winner of this game will move on to play the winner of the Detroit Ravens Indy Bison game. Motor City wins. It runs through Dearborn Heights. If Racine wins, it'll either be on the Ravens home field or the Indy Bison home field. Garcia off to the right side. You have Revolinski, Payne, and Gaines over to the left side for Schick. See what Racine chooses to do here as you see everything set up on the scoreboard behind the play. Schick looking to pass, has time, throwing, and that is picked up by Heron. Heron with some running room outside the hash marks, and he's going to bring it all the way up to the 37-yard line, picks up 17, and moves the chains for Racine, first and 10. Nice crossing pattern out of the backfield by Heron as he checks out and Triplett checks in for Racine. Clock continues to run. Motor City Rams, they have just one timeout remaining in this one. 5:35 to play in the game. Joe Garcia on the near side. One safety over the top for Motor City. They played a two safeties a little bit in this first half. Three receivers to the right for Schick. He puts Payne in motion on that side. Schick gives to Triplett. Triplett, no room to run. Triplett maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. And then a little late of a block there. It'll bring up a second down and 10 coming in for the tackle for the Motor City Rams with Jalen Gaskin. And they'll actually say loss of a yard. So second down and 11. No, now they're going to set it back. Second and 10. doing a little dance over with the chains on the far side of the field. Next stoppage, we'll give you the answer to our active body trivia, active body fitness trivia question. Two receivers, three receivers to the right. Garcia in single coverage on the left. Safety cheating over that way. Showing blitz. They come on the blitz. Schick rolling out to the right. Throwing towards the sideline. It is caught. Payne running. He's into Motor City Rams territory inside their 45. Down to the 41-yard line as he picks up 22. And Racine moves the chains again as we're nearing the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. Again, Motor City with just one timeout remaining. Racine with two timeouts remaining and the seven-point lead as Dylan Flores checks into the game. All the scoring for Racine has been Schick to Revelinsky. They've done it thrice. Matt Foley married thrice, or divorced thrice. That's what it is. Motivational speaker, Chris Farley from Wisconsin. One of our gems. Two receivers left, one to the right. Tight end on the left side of the formation. Schick has Triplett behind him. Schick gives to Triplett. Triplett ahead of steam. Powers his way forward. Stretches down to the 36-yard line. Picks up five. And it'll bring up a second down and five for Racine. Clock winding down. Perhaps the biggest enemy of the Motor City Rams right now is that clock. As Racine gets to the line. Twin receivers each way. You have Revelinsky and Garcia over to the left side. Garcia close to the line on the left side. He's going to go in motion now. Slot left over to the right side. Schick gives the handoff to Triplett. Triplett pounds through a tackle. And he dives near a first down. Looks like they're going to mark him just short. It'll bring up a third down and one for Racine. A huge third down here for the Raiders. No, they're going to make it a first down. First and 10 for Racine. As the clock continues to wind, our next stoppage will be the two-minute timeout. We will keep it here and give you the active body fitness trivia answer. 2:10 and counting as Schick is waiting for the back judge to start the countdown and hasn't started it yet, so Racine should be able to take it down to the two-minute timeout, and they do. 2 minutes left in this one. Racine with a 21-14 lead and a first down at the Motor City 31-yard line. We're going to keep it here. It is time for our active body fitness trivia question and answer. The question, quickly one more time, how many points has the Racine Raiders defense scored this season? It was a nice round number, folks, so hopefully you went nice round number. 50. They have scored 50 points, 7 touchdowns for 42, and 4 safeties, giving them another 8 for 50 points. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Reach out to them, 2818 Lathrop Avenue, 262-770-5160, or activebodyfitness.com, and make sure that you tell them that the Racine Raiders sent you. They're great sponsors of our broadcast here, as well as our high school broadcast that we do. We're trying to effort to see who may have won the Ravens Bison game. I put Jeremy Wazirik on that. He's working remote on social media. See if he can't figure that out before the end of this one so that we know either way. 21-14, Racine leads, a first and 10. Motor City with just one timeout remaining, so if Racine can get another first down here, they should be able to pretty much run it out. So figuring Motor City will take their last timeout after this play, the handoff to Triplett. Triplett lowers the shoulder, two hands on the football. Pyle moves forward down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. He picks up 3, and it'll be a second down and 7 for Racine as the clock continues to run. As Motor City is going to hold on to that final timeout, maybe save it for second down, maybe third. Interesting decision on when they're going to decide to use that final timeout here. Triplett stays in the backfield. H-back to the right of Schick is Revolinski. Triplett a few yards behind Schick, who's working out of the pistol. Schick takes high snap, is able to get it down to Triplett. Triplett runs into a wall of gray jerseys and bounces backwards, a gain of one, and that is where Motor City is going to use their final timeout. So Motor City out of timeouts. They use it with 1:06 left to play. It's going to bring up a third down and seven for Racine. And for Racine, it'll be an interesting situation. They're at the 28-yard line. You've had a field goal blocked, and that was shorter than an extra point. You have Peralta with a long of 38 this season. Wodak with a long of 41. So what do they decide to do here? Probably going to keep it on the ground because that will run off quite a bit of this time and force Racine to at least do something on fourth down and give yourself a chance at a play or two if you're the Motor City Rams to try and send this game into overtime, or if you get in the end zone, do they decide to try and win it with a two-point conversion so it doesn't come to that? So Racine lines up, a third and seven, ball at the 29-yard line of Motor City. If Racine gets the first down, that is the ball game, but likely to keep it on the ground here with Motor City with no timeouts remaining. Schick has Triplett standing a few yards behind him. Gaines is split out wide to the left. Everybody else bunched on the line. Three receivers off the line on the right. And that's actually Heron. Heron cuts it back in. Heron on his feet near the first down. What is the ruling going to be? It's going to depend on the spot. It's either fourth and inches or ball game, as they have stopped the clock with 56 seconds for the officials to look at it. I think if it's fourth and inches, Racine's going for it. They got the first down. And the Raiders are going to avenge the end of the regular season loss to the Motor City Rams as long as they hold on to the football here. As they wind the clock down, Motor City can't stop it. Racine has come on the road in the semifinals of the Players Football Association, and barring total disaster here in the final 40 seconds, they will come out of here with the W and advance to the championship game, as they are going to line up in the best formation in football, the victory formation. Schick takes the knee, the clock will wind, and that will bring us to the end of the ball game. 21-14, Racine takes out the defending PFA champion and undefeated no more Motor City Rams on their home turf and advance and survive one more week. Another trip on the road coming up next week. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. When we come back, we will give you the final stats from this one and recap it and see if we can't figure out who might be on the docket for Racine next week. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Oh.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Welcome back. Star International Academy, where the Racine Raiders just pulled off an upset of the Motor City Rams 21-14. Let's recap this one for you. Racine ended up with more first downs than Motor City, 19-14. More yardage, 46 plays for 295. Motor City with 40 for 251. Can you take that? It's Brian. He might know the winner. Sorry, folks. 50 for 251. Racine averaged about 6.5 yards a play. Motor City averaged 5 yards a play. 223 yards through the air for Racine. 211 for Motor City. 72 yards rushing for Racine. 40 for Motor City. 9 for 68. Penalties for Racine, 12 for 125 for Motor City. A look at the box scores, the individual stats. Sawyer Schick, a career game, 17 for 26, 223 yards, 3 TDs, no interceptions. Future Thomas, 18 of 36, 211, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Howard Triplett, or I should say Rashawn Heron, with 9 carries, 58 yards, including the clincher, the first down run, averaged 6.5 yards a carry. Triplett 9 for 20, Schick 2 for minus 6. Mahone 11 for 50 for Motor City. Future Thomas 3 for minus 10. Receiving, it was Rashawn Heron had 5 catches for 50 yards. Bubba Revolinski, 4 for 74, 18.5 yards a catch, 3 TDs. Jordan Payne, 4 for 73. Woodland, 1 for 9. Garcia, 1 for 5. Gaines, 1 for 10. Flores, 1 for 2. As the rains start falling here at Dearborn Heights. Curtis Allen had, or check that, Kyshawn Jackson had 5 catches for 43 yards, Allen 4 for 48 in a TD, Davis 4 for 59, Mahone 2 for 19 in that touchdown, 2 for 41 for Ashley, 1 for 1 for Atkins. Schick had a fumble, did not lose it. Defensively for Racine, you have Stephon Chapman with 7 tackles, 6 for Gary Young, 5 for Arion Ivy and Cameron Hall, along with Elvin Turner, 4 for Jordan Donowski, 3 for Corey Dalton, William Hogland. Sacks-wise, just 1 for Racine. It was Ronald Hagans with the sack. For Motor City, Johnson had 4 tackles, including a sack. Newsom with 3, Jackson with a pair, Miller and Butler, along with Jones and Bell and Williams and Barice, all with 2 tackles. Basically a slew of players with 1 and 2 tackles for Motor City. We haven't been able to figure out who's on the docket for next week, so make sure you stay tuned to the Racine Raiders social media and website, and we'll make sure that we update that as soon as we know who it's going to be. Who is being lazy working from home on social photographer down on the sidelines. Jack Redlin doing the live Earl Januzzi back at the WRJN studios as well. Dave Zuper was on camera. And, of course, I'm Don Wadowitz. We've got a little trip home, but it should be a fun one this time. As the Racine Raiders take down the Motor team in the PFA semifinal game and will advance to the PFA either the Detroit Ravens or the Indy Bison. Either way, Racine will be on the road. For our entire crew, I'm Don Wadowitz, reminding you to live life to the fullest and be good to one another. Have a great rest. 114, and they advance to the PFA Championship. Good night, everybody. This has been Racine Raiders Football on Home Team Network and WRJN. Racine Raiders Football was brought to you by Active Body Fitness, Anton Painting and Decorating, Domino's Pizza, Educators Credit Union, Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, Our Harmony Club, Rasmussen Diamonds, Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, Time and Again Music and More, and Woodman's Food Market.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
It's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. made so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
To me, quite independent. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. An attack at a Walmart store in Michigan, Tinsley Jutine reports.
Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office is investigating multiple stabbings that happened at the Traverse City Walmart. They say the suspect is in custody.
That suspect is a Michigan resident who was not injured. Investigators say the attack appears to have been random. A local hospital says it's treating 11 people from the scene. Israel has renewed aid drops into Gaza, where the UN says nearly one in three people is going days without food. CBS's Haley Ott.
Israel says it's allowing aid into Gaza, but the UN isn't distributing it. The UN says Israel's creating obstacles that make distribution near impossible, forcing Palestinians on perilous journeys to try to find any food they can.
Alexandra Saye with the charity Save the Children says food alone isn't enough at this point.
They need a medical intervention. They need full humanitarian access. They need aid workers to have the safety to actually provide them therapeutic treatment to bring them back.
The king of